Hello, this is Moll speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 20th of December 2016, and this is the 496th Moll Out Loud podcast. I am feeling much more in sorts today, if that is a word. I was definitely rather out of sorts yesterday, and I must say that a good night's sleep in my bed. And I woke up fairly early this morning and just was much clearer about what I needed to do when and allowing it to unfold gently. So I'm rather pleased about that because I really was at the point of feeling a bit miserable yesterday. And I kind of thought, oh dear, this is the season. This is the season when things go awry, and yesterday I didn't really have any sense that it would be alleviated except by the end of it, the end of Christmas, or even the end of summer, depending on quite how gloomy I was feeling. But I did get things off to the post office, and I don't think I mentioned yesterday, but I had bought these glass, or maybe I did. I bought these glass baubles as presents and had them in my bag. And on my way home, I bought a bag of apples, and I completely forgot about the baubles and put the apples in on top and crushed them all, crushed the baubles that were going to be presents. So I'm quite pleased that yesterday completed itself, and today I woke up on the other side of the bed. It was a beautiful morning. In fact, it's been a really beautiful day all day. I've been put the washing out. I've had some really nice time with a couple of people. I finished Murmurs, and tidied my house, and I'm a completely different person today. It was really, really nice getting Murmurs done. I had become so sluggish with it that I wasn't quite sure how I was going to get back to it. But it felt quite fresh today. So I'm glad that's out. I'm glad at last you've got some Murmurs after all these weeks of my absence. And I really wanted at least one to come out before Christmas. So in my countdown to Christmas, if that's what it is, I am going to be doing my 500th podcast on Christmas Day. I know it's a Sunday and I don't usually do a podcast on a Sunday, but I really do like to do a podcast on Christmas Day just because I know there are some people out there, and I know that I have often been that person who feel completely cut off at Christmas because everything stops. And if you're not with people or doing things, or if you aren't that keen on any of it, I just really like to keep one little window or door open to the outside world and to the community that's out there that just really wants to sit and listen to other people being in the same space or a similar space. So I'm very glad that that's also going to be my 500th podcast. It feels like a good way to celebrate, or a good day to celebrate it on. I've just been, while I was doing some fiddling around, some admin things, I was listening to Radio 4's Front Row, and a couple of people were talking about their favourite music from 2016. And one of them, oh gosh, I wish I could remember her name, I can't now, Peach, something Peach, mentioned a band, a CD called The Calais Sessions, and they're recordings made by English or maybe not all English, possibly a lot of them were English anyway, English musicians, with musicians who were in the Calais refugee camp. And there's some fabulous music there. And so I've been kind of listening to some of the clips on their website. And one of the things that really I was noticing, because I've just been getting a couple of cards for people whose birthdays are around Christmas, and I've come across Yves Rodier's work, his spoofs on, some of them are spoofs, some of them are sort of extensions of the Tintin books, of Hergé's Tintin or Tintin books, where one of them, called Voyage à Londres, has a picture of Tintin characters crossing the road like the Beatles, and in Abbey Road. And on the, on this website of the Calais Sessions, there's a picture of these four musicians crossing a sort of desolate path or road, I think somewhere in the camp. Although now I'm coming to think of it, I'm wondering whether it's somewhere else. But another take on the Abbey Road crossing. And so I thought I would merge those things, and I'll send you a link to the Calais Sessions. I just think, especially the one that I'm sending you, the particular page is Kandahar, which is where the Abbey Road image what's the word? There's a take on it. And the music on that particular clip is so full of energy and life. I really liked it. So I'd like to share it with you. I'm going for a little walk with a friend in about 20 minutes. So I'm really looking forward to that. And I think trying to get a bit of movement will really help keep me in a slightly more buoyant place. I've been sitting too much and not being able to walk very well. So that'll be a really lovely thing to do. I do hope that you've had a good day today, that if you had a not so good day yesterday, that you were, that you got up out of the other side of the bed today. And if you're not having a good day today, it doesn't really mean that you're going to always have bad days. I know that's how it feels. And maybe there's a really good day tomorrow. Sometimes I find I really need a night to intervene between a good and a bad day, but maybe something else, some small joyous thing, can make it come on sooner. Thank you very, very much for listening today, as always, and I really look forward to talking to you again tomorrow.